I first want to give honor to God, for it is indeed a privilege and an honor for me to be here. And I just want to say praise the Lord for our Gospel for the Glory of Jesus listening audience. We're so glad that you tuned us in on today. The word from the Lord today focuses upon the giants in our lives. The Lord has said to me that many of us, and all of us at some time or another, have to deal with giants in our lives, or perceived giants, because the problem sometimes appears to be more than we can handle. Hallelujah. But the word from the Lord today will instruct us from the Holy Scriptures how to effectively overcome and defeat these so-called giants in our lives. Be mindful of the fact that these giants can and will come in all shapes, forms, and fashions. So, let's look into the Word, and we will examine the story of a little boy that came upon a real-life giant and pay close attention to how the story ends. This word does come from the Bible, 1 Samuel chapter 17, beginning with verse 3, and I will read some of these verses in your hearing. Hallelujah. Verse 3. The Philistines stood on a mountain on one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side, with a valley between them. 4. And a champion went out from among them, and from the camp of the Philistines, named Goliath, from Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. And the scripture goes on, verse 5, 6, 7, to describe the heavy garment, mostly of metal, that Goliath was wearing. And I'm expediting through the scriptures so that you can get a feel for exactly what this little shepherd boy David came up against in this chapter. And I want to encourage you in your spare time that you would go back and read this entire chapter, 1 Samuel 17, and just meditate upon the Word of God. And so this is the story. When the giant came out, he was the enemy. He was from the country of the Philistines. And Israel represented the people of God. And so they were looking for someone to defend Israel against this giant from the Philistines. And so everybody, all the other men, seemed to be afraid. And so the giant made them a proposition in verse 10. It says, and the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. When Saul and all Israel heard these words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Hallelujah. Beginning with verse 20, we see how David, a little shepherd boy, rose to the occasion to accept the challenge of doing battle with a real live giant named Goliath. Hallelujah. But I want to key in on verses 37, 48, 49, 50, and 51. So read those in your spare time. I will read this last verse, the last two verses, verse 48 and 49 in your hearing. So it was when the Philistine arose and came and drew near to meet David. David hurried and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. 49. Then David put his hand in his bag and took out a stone, and he slung it with a sling and struck the Philistine in his forehead, so that the stone sank into his forehead and he fell on his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone, and struck the Philistine and killed him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. And verse 51 says, so David ran and stood over the Philistine, took out his sword and drew it out of his sheath and killed him, and cut off his head with it. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. Hallelujah. Praise God for the faith of David. God says that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. He killed this big giant man of a Philistine with his own gear, with the Philistine's own gear. Hallelujah. Romans 8:31 says, what shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? There is no problem too hard for God, my friends. Hallelujah. What or who is the giant that needs to be defeated in your life? Pray and ask God to show you the solution. Don't look at the natural circumstances. Take your eyes off the circumstances and look to God. That's where all our help comes from. David remembered that God had been there for him when he slew the bear, he slew the lion, when they were coming to get the sheep. So David remembered, and he had faith that God was able to deliver him from the enemy, from this Philistine. When you receive Jesus into your heart, you receive his Holy Spirit, and the Word of God teaches that the Holy Spirit will help you and lead and guide you into all truths. Praise God. Isaiah 55 verses 6 and 7 says to seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Praise the Lord. God loves us and cares about the giants that come around to wreak havoc in our lives. Hallelujah. But I bring you good news today. Jesus says the battle is his when we belong to him. So make sure today you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. If you have not already accepted him, search the scriptures, and you'll look in Romans 10, verses 9 and 10. It says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Hallelujah. And then John 3:16 tells us how much the Lord loves us. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Now that's good news. Hallelujah. Won't you trust him today to defeat the giants in your life? Your giant might be anything from a bad habit you need to kick, an ailment that needs healing in your body, to a giant stack of unpaid bills. What is your giant? I know the Lord as a deliverer, a healer, and a banker. What about you? Where is your faith? The Bible teaches in Hebrews 11:1 that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith in God means you trust God enough to put your problems in his hand. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. Take your eyes off your problems and look to a powerful and loving God to rescue and deliver you, just like David. Don't be afraid to trust the Lord. Fear is of the devil. He only comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came that we might have life, and life more abundantly. But in order to receive salvation and assurance that the Lord will never leave us or forsake us, we must repent from evil and turn to Jesus for forgiveness of our sins. And 1 John 1:9 says, if you confess those sins, he will be faithful and just to forgive you for your sins and make you brand new. But you must invite him into your heart. Don't be afraid. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. Praise the Lord. So be encouraged today and know that there are no giants in your life too big for God to handle. Try Jesus and watch the victorious victories in your life come true. Praise his holy name. God loves you and I love you. So continue to stay strong. Keep the faith. God bless you. Jesus loves you, and so do I.